This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's something that has to come from within, that when you become a great team, it comes out of you. It comes out of players that, if you look at early in the year when Zucker, who is not a fighter, dropped his gloves and went at somebody, it comes out of you. It is about the group coming together. It has to come out of you. Some of those guys that play the role sometimes is only a role because they're carried along because of their teammates.
That was Lindy Ruff on the morning show this week, and he had a lot of great things to say. If you need to catch up on that, it's on demand at our website at WGR550.com. I loved what Lindy Ruff had to say this week with Jeremy and Joe.
Oh, yeah.
He was...
Absolutely. I did tune into that segment.
Yeah.
It was very insightful.
And there was a lot that he had to answer for, though, especially because considering that a week ago, the whole mess with the Devils and everything like that. And I will say, like, that's a damning thing for a team that has a long history with a playoff drought, that is last place in the Eastern Conference. You can't have that sort of thing. That said, am I all that shocked that they didn't do something after they gave up a shorthanded goal, like, seconds after? No. You were ready, like, you were in danger of blowing a lead again. Mm-hmm. Something that is infamous for this team.
Right. Never fails.
And they wanted to focus on that. And I don't really blame them for that. What happened on the ice, that is really, it's really harsh for the four players that were on it that weren't Tage. And that's where I think it really should all end up at, is that. That's it. The four players on the ice. Because something that not a lot of people remember from that game is that Jack Quinn went after Nosen after Zucker got buried into the net after he scored. Jack Quinn took exception. So it's not a whole team thing. It is definitely a players that were on the ice thing, though. Dennis Gilbert fights immediately against Columbus, and it kind of looks like a laughable farce. But at the same time, I think that locker room wanted to put it to bed.
Right. I think it's done.
Yes, and it is done. They did want to put it to bed. Lindy Ruff said some great things about it. And I think that that is the end of it. And now, from Captain Rasmus Dahlin, this can't happen again. Well, you better make sure it doesn't. But go ahead and tell me that if Rasmus Dahlin was on the ice, that would have been the response.
No, it would have been an absolute bloodbath out there.
Mm-hmm. Dahlin gets nasty with people. He really does.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, if it wasn't Tage that got hit and it was someone else that was high caliber on the team, Tage probably chucks him
because
he has a history of doing it.
Well, he has a history of doing it, and I mean, so, unfortunately, he's a golden retriever who thinks he's a German shepherd.
But that said, yeah, I would like to think that they put this behind them, hopefully, now. It is a bad look overall, but they're also oddly enough, one of the hottest teams in the Eastern Conference right now. They have the second longest win streak in the East. Still hasn't gotten them out of last place. That's what 13 losing in a row is going to do to you. They're still not out of last place in their conference. And it's a shame. Because now they're kind of looking like the team that they should have been. And if that losing streak doesn't happen, they're probably in the mix with everyone else. Boston has finally taken its decline.
Yeah, finally.
I text Brian Koziel about that. And I should probably do it again. Be like, hey, you know, Boston's out of a playoff spot. We got half of it right. Yeah. Every year we come in hoping, hey, Boston's going to finally fall off and this will be the Sabres' time to take advantage, right? No, right now if the playoffs ended today, it would be fellow rebuilders Ottawa and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And that stings.
Yeah, not great.
That would sting a lot. Columbus is there at 60. Boston's there at 60. And the Sabres are at 49. That hurts.
Very much so.
That is the damage that 13 losses in a row does to you.
Yeah, the 13-game win streak is going to haunt them the rest of the season. Or losing streak. Jeez, I wish it was a win streak. 13-game losing streak will haunt them for the rest of the season.
13-game losing streak will probably be the only way they get back into it. You have to match it shot for shot. The Sabres have won four in a row. They play Nashville tonight with a chance to A, sweep the Preds, but then B, go into this break for the Four Nations Tournament five in a row. Why am I talking about the Sabres right now? I think it has to do with this. Hope is evil. Hope is so mean.
Yeah.
Why? Because if the Sabres go ahead and win five in a row, here I am thinking, this could embolden a general manager to actually make a trade.
Mm-hmm.
This should embolden the general manager to try to put a long-term prospect-style trade together of you dish for a player and make a hockey trade, so to say.
Right.
Try to do something to improve your roster. And I'm seeing players like Noah Dobson reportedly on the trading block in the Islanders. That's a really good defensive piece. You could solidify your top four and never have to worry about it unless there's an injury. And it's hockey, so you're going to have to deal with that. But, you know, you're not dealing with Henry Jokiharju, top four defenseman, on your roster anymore. You can then safely rotate four guys with heavy minutes. Noah Dobson is absolutely that kind of player. They are asking for a top six scoring winger. Say maybe kick the trees about Dylan Cousins. Because there is reportedly a lot of interest on him, according to Kevin Weeks.
Yeah, and if it were me, I'd be selling him. I'm going to be honest with you.
But the thing is that Dylan Cousins is not a selling piece. It is a hockey trade sort of conversation. You're trying to tell a GM, you can revive this guy. He does all the right things. And it's just not all coming together at this point. Maybe you got to put him on the wing. But he still is young. He's talented. And he's locked up. If you can live up to that contract, you got yourself a deal. Because 2 years ago, that was a really good deal.
Because
he was trending the right way. I'm selling another general manager on that with Dylan Cousins. Elias Pettersson. We don't know if he is truly secure in Vancouver, even after the JT Miller trade. He doesn't have trade protection. The Sabres could go ahead and get a player like that and not have to worry about taxes and palm trees. He'd also be coming from Vancouver. Infamously known for their palm trees, right?
Right.
So.
Big on palm trees around
here. That's what I'm saying. Hope. It's dangerous. It's stupid. And I should never have it. But if the Sabres win their fifth in a row, heading into a break, breaks tend to lead to trade discussions. Players had been moved around before the Four Nations Tournament, which means now the NHL trade deadline gets far more fascinating because there are two deadlines to make deals with instead of just one. That is where my hope comes in.
Yep.
That if they do win their fifth in a row, it emboldens a general manager to say, okay, there are some good pieces in place. Let's see if we can put it all together.
I think, if he actually goes and does something, the attitude completely changes.
Yeah, I will shut the heck up about everything I've complained about him. Not everything. But I will at least shut up. For now. That's where it is for me, is you have an opportunity to strengthen your roster right now. And right. There are multiple deadlines that teams are looking at right now, and deadlines are when action happens. I've seen a third of the league make trades before the Four Nations tournament.
Right.
And the Sabres are leaving me standing out in the rain watching it all happen. That's not to say that something can't happen. That also means that 20 other teams didn't make a move either. But I see a player like Martin Natchez get traded. Players of caliber like JT Miller getting moved.
Mm-hmm.
That means players are moving. How else do you generate excitement for a season that is already lost?
You gotta do something.
Make a move. And what better way to try to improve your roster than to be sold on the idea of it winning 5 games in a row heading into a break?
It would be the perfect prime time to do it. There's no question about it.
And sometimes a general manager's job is about timing. That's why 2 off seasons ago I was very mad at the front office because they did not make a move to add to a team that was 1 point out.
No, they did not.
That was the time to add. It really was.
Right, and we've talked about that ad nauseum. It's like, okay, that was year 2. You had the chance to put your team in a position for a playoff spot immediately.
Yep.
Year 3 could have been a playoff run for you as a GM who had no experience coming into your position, right? Like, this, that could have been huge. But instead, we sat on our hands and we're here in year 5 still toiling away. And this is the worst showing yet. 13-game losing streak and very far out.
Yes.
So an addition would change the tide, in my opinion. Not change how the season's going to go, don't get me wrong. Hope would be instilled once again.
But hope would be instilled in a different incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I'm not looking at this season for hope. I am trying to look for a reason for people to be not even necessarily excited, but just entertain the thought of a next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're at with the Sabres. You have to entertain the thought about a next year. And that's a big problem.
Yeah.
You are dealing with a fan base that has apathy. You need reasons to give them hope. And the hope has to come in a different way because this season is not it. You are still in last place. You need to be better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And if you're not better, what can you do to give people hope to come back? Make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Shuffle something up. And try to improve your roster at the same time. Because that was something that Kevin Adams, he showed a little bit of like, sounds like his preference when he was on with Chopin Bulldog. He likes to make a hockey trade.
Yep.
He doesn't see the Sabres as sellers this year. He sees them as an opportunity to improve the roster. I'm going to try to take a stab at it. Well, winning 5 in a row might embolden you to do so. I can't be in Kevin Adams' head. Obviously won't tell him what to do. But if I was in that position and I saw my team win 5 in a row heading into a break, I would feel like I have a little bit more fortitude to pay a bit to make something happen.
He's got an opportunity.
There is an opportunity. And again, you would go into the break as one of the hottest teams in the East, weirdly enough. Detroit's the only team that has won more than you in a row, and that's at 7. They're losing to Tampa right now, 3-1. You could have the longest winning streak in the Eastern Conference at the end of the night if you win. Think about that.
It's exciting.
It's weird.
It's a weird level of excitement for a season that's not there.
Because hope needs to be shown in a different incarnation. You cannot look at this year like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to look for the next. You need to look for the next sign of hope. You need to look for the next sign that Sabres should be willing to come back. Sabres fans should be willing to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous what this team's losing has done. There are fans, generations of fans, that do not know this team succeeding. There are also generations of fan or of potential fans that the shoulder's not even tapped because they have been bad or they have been out of the playoffs for so long.
Yeah.
And we've seen what the city does when this team is good. But you've heard a lot of rumblings about Dylan Cousins. Kevin Weeks putting out the picture of the of Chippewa Street with the eye emoji.
Yeah, come on. Like and then nothing.
And then a day later is going, yeah, they're garnering interest from several teams, including the Leafs, the Flames, a couple others, Red Wings. And I'm like, bro, come on.
He knew what he was doing.
That's a kick in the shin right there.
He knew what he was doing.
I respect the game with him because when he does that sort of thing, that means there's something interesting. But he unfortunately said something or reported something that most people kind of already speculated anyway. So it wasn't something that was happening. It was something that was possibly on the move. And it's like, oh, come on, man. That's all you got for me?
Yeah.
But, okay, we'll see what happens. And again, winning a game against the Nashville Predators when you're in last place in the Eastern Conference, and I'm talking about hope, it has more to do with next year than it does anything about this one. Because this is a game between two teams amongst the bottom five in the National Hockey League. Oh, well. But for the Sabres, it could mean a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Detroit loses, for example, oh, it's 4-1 now. In the first period, Detroit, not good.
No.
And Tampa doesn't have a propensity to choke away leads like Buffalo does.
No, they do not.
But with a year of everyone being so streaky, I'm not saying that the Sabres stay hot and threaten their way back into a postseason chance. I will say, if you're in mid-March and somehow like 6 points out, people are all the way back in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You just have to get close.
Because we're sick and we're degenerates.
Yeah. You just have to get close.
You have to get close. Sniff it.
Embrace the crunch of the stale donut. Sniff it. What? Yikes.
Yikes? What do you mean, yikes?
Sniff what?
The playoff berth.
Okay.
What do you think I meant?
I don't know.
My stinky shoes?
I'll leave that up to interpretation. Like
no,
the Bills
we
let
do
the
not
referees.
Leave that up to interpretation at all. I'm going to say it. It's about the playoff spot. But again, that's because we're degenerates. We cling on to anything that shows promise.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills in the AFC Championship game again. They're facing the Chiefs. The nihilist in you would think, okay, whatever. They're going to lose again. No, what did we have that weekend for two shows in a row? Hope, emotion, a little bit of anxiety, but not a whole heck of a lot of pessimism. Everyone that was calling in was hopeful,
yeah,
energetic, happy.
Right.
Even with the Buffalo Sabres, it may be tucked away in some people's hearts so deep that you cannot see it. But a win on February 8th of 2025
could reinstill.
Between two bottom five teams.
Yeah.
Could create hope in the strangest form possible. That's what I think that game means to me tonight. That's why I'm going to be paying attention. Because if they win their fifth in a row, I got to start asking questions about the Buffalo Sabres again.
Right.
And not just, oh, who are they getting in the draft?
But
actual questions about acquisitions.
Trades, everything, yeah. It gets interesting.
And again, because somehow the Buffalo Sabres would have the second longest win streak in the National Hockey League if the standing, if the game holds the way that it is 4-1 Tampa against Detroit. The only teams hotter than Buffalo right now are Winnipeg at 8 in a row, they don't play tonight, and Detroit at 7 in a row, they're getting whopped.
Right.
So, we've got Niagara basketball coming up at 2 o'clock.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to talk with Todd Kalin to close out the show here today. And we will do so coming up next, right here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, Evan DePasquale on the board. You're listening to WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.